Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Take That Worry and Shove It, the Worrywart and Funk Master's Guide to Decreasing and Downright Eliminating the Worry and Funk Experienced in Life. I'm your host, Dr. Violet Blackcherry. This show centers around practical and reasonable things that you can do, we all can do, to better handle those pesky nuisances called worries. What's a Worrywart and Funk Master, you may ask? It's actually rather simple. These are experts in the fields of feeling worried and being in a funky mood. Before I get into the nitty-gritty of this week's technique, I'd like to give you a little backstory. My client Evelyn called me one day in an incredibly gloomy state of mind. She had a couple of things going on. First, her finances were terrible. She wasn't bringing in enough income from her day job to pay her rent. On the subject of jobs, she was feeling hopeless about her career. She really wanted to be an actress, but fear, lack of funds, and one excuse after the other kept her in 9-to-5 situations that made the hole in her heart greater than it already was. And to exacerbate all the things she was already feeling, she was trying to recover from a recent breakup with one of the most important men she'd ever met. This particular Sunday when Evelyn called, well, she wasn't doing so well, needless to say, and was daydreaming with the idea of suicide for the 50th time in her life. She would never do it, but sometimes when she got really deep into her own concerns, she thought about how good it would be not to feel anything, which I know is far from the answer to resolving anything. So she calls me up and tells me about everything that's going on. I listened, and then I asked her to do two things. These two things encompass the techniques, the exercises for today's show. First of all, I asked her to go outside. Doesn't matter where. Just to take a walk around the block, go to a mall, go to a park, whatever. The most important thing was that she go somewhere where there were people around. I told her to have no intention other than to walk around and look at the people she passes by. Now, as you do this exercise yourself, I ask you to consider the following, as I had asked Evelyn. As you look at everyone you encounter, just stop for a second and realize the following. Everyone you come into contact with this day has something or multiple things that they too are in the midst of dealing with and worrying about. Shift your awareness for a bit. These people have insecurities. These people have problems. See, we tend to have the perception that most people we see or that we know are doing a lot better than we are, because most people, including yours truly from time to time, tend to walk around like we're these macho beings with perfect lives, but come on, that's a load of crap. Every beauty queen, this is assuming you run into beauty queens on a regular basis now, every mother, every businessman, everyone, even children these days, everyone has something. It's not just you. So how would this little exercise help Evelyn alleviate her funk and worrisome situation? Because as you walk around and connect with people, something unexpected starts to happen. And I'm speaking from experience as well, because I've done the same exercise myself. Your heart starts to open, and you start to feel connected to other people, realizing and resting assured, knowing that you are not the only person who is going through something you'd rather not be going through at that point in time. I'll repeat it again, what I just said. Your heart starts to open, and you start to feel connected to other people, realizing that you are not the only one who is going through something you'd rather not be going through at that particular point in time. Because we are humans, it is safe to say that everyone on this planet has insecurities, problems, financial situations, marital concerns, and issues that you'd never know that they have just by looking at them. Some people have loved ones with chronic illnesses that you would never ever guess. Some people suffer in their own personal hells with issues like obsessive-compulsive disorder, as I used to have. So get over yourself for a small while, and as you look at everyone's face that you encounter, continue to make this realization. Now, after Evelyn had performed this exercise, she told me that it had really helped her put her own worries in perspective. Then I told her to complete part two of the exercise. I told her to take it a step further and engage people in conversation, to find some type of situation where she would be listening to the concerns of others. I didn't tell her where to go. I just told her to get outside of her head and find that venue and make herself present there. Evelyn didn't have to look very hard because she was actually already part of such a group. It's a group of professionals in the industry Evelyn was part of. They basically get together once a month in a beautiful beach setting, on the sand actually, at sunset. And they form a circle and discuss their accomplishments, challenges, and overall whatever's going on in their lives. And wouldn't you know it, this group's monthly meeting was occurring the same Sunday that Evelyn had called me. Evelyn was originally considering not going to this. She initially preferred to sulk and wallow in her self-pity by herself at home because she didn't want to be around people, to have other people see her this way, or to force herself to smile when she didn't really want to. But Evelyn pushed herself. She got outside of her apartment, drove the 16 miles and 30 minutes it took to get herself to this beach location in Los Angeles, and although she was initially resistant, she ended up reevaluating her feelings of despair. She ended up finding out that one woman's parents both committed suicide, and that woman too at some point had previously almost committed suicide herself. Another man in the group was a cancer survivor and was talking about the uplifting projects he was in the midst of bringing into fruition. How could Evelyn possibly stay stuck feeling like a load of rubbish when she's realized how much we all go through inconveniences and problems? Her newfound realization and interaction with other people allowed her to alleviate the severity of her concerns, gave her perspective, and helped to see how her glass was actually half full rather than half empty. So my challenge for you, my dear listener, is next time you find yourself overwhelmed with worry or in a rather indulgent funk, step aside, step outside, look at everyone you come into contact with, and realize this person is dealing with their own stuff too. We are all dealing with something. I once took an acting class in college, and this one gal, her name was Adi, she said one of the most profound things I've ever heard in my life, and it still often comes to mind this very day. She said, "We're all in this shit, alone, together." I can almost guarantee that after you've shifted your awareness to outside of your personal circumstances, that your problems may not seem so big, and you may even be inspired to take action to solve the things that are in your power to do something about. Next week, we're going to take this concept even further. Now that you've made the conscious effort to consider we're all in this together, I'll share the next thing you can now do with this realization. It doesn't just stop at the epiphany. Now you're going to do something else. What can that possibly be? Well, you're going to have to tune in next week to find out. If you're not already subscribed to this podcast, now is the perfect time. Go to my website at www.takethatworryandshoveit.com and click on the subscribe link on the right side of the screen. I encourage you to leave feedback, give comments, questions, engage in dialogue. Whatever is on your mind, I would love to hear it. This podcast is also now available on iTunes, so if you have iTunes, click on the podcast search feature, type in Take That Worry and Shove It, and boom, you're in business. Thank you, dear listener, for listening to Take That Worry and Shove It. I'm your host, Dr. Violet Black Cherry. Until next time, please, go take that worry and shove it.